friends, and welcome back. So today I wanted to talk about something that many of us can relate to. It's about feeling disconnected, especially in the midst of a busy life, due to stress and overwhelm. Hi, my friend. Welcome to the 1 Minute to Glory podcast. I'm your host, Alexandra Alvarez. I love to tune in with you every week. This episode, I hope that you feel refreshed, or that it sparks curiosity, or perhaps even gives you a different outlook on life. But at least, I hope that you get something out of it. So have a listen. So remember when I first started in real estate, some of you who have listened to other podcast episodes may know, I still have my real estate license. And at the beginning, I was hustling, right? Tons of calls, endless emails, but inside there was a hollowness. It felt like I was just going through the motions with no specific plan. So that's not a good plan. But most importantly, I wondered, is God even part of this? And one particular hectic day, I felt overwhelmed, stressed, completely out of touch with everything, my work, the people around me. I hadn't even had one meaningful conversation with anyone that day. And most importantly, God, I didn't feel like He was even there with me. And the Bible tells us that God is always near, right? He's never far from us. But here's the thing. Chronic stress can make us feel completely disconnected. Research shows that constant stress triggers our fight or flight response, putting our bodies in a constant state of higher alert. And over time, this can lead to a kind of autopilot mode, where we stop thinking clearly and feeling present. So why am I sharing this? Well, to know what is really happening when we are feeling stressed explains why I felt so lost and disconnected. I was stuck in this stressed out survival mode, and it was blocking me from experiencing the joy and the purpose that God has for my life. Life to the full, right? Anyone can relate. You're busy in your life. There's so much going on. And then God says, I came to give you life and give it to the full. I just don't experience that right now. I'm just so busy. I have to do this or I have to do that. There's something more important, or so it seems. But then one day, something shifted for me. I was driving home from work and I was feeling drained and overwhelmed. And when I stopped at a red light, in front of me was a small truck. And scrawled across the back was a message that said, "Do not worry, trust in me, Alex." Now, you might skim past something like that on a bumper sticker. I know I have, right? It's just a bumper sticker. But for some reason, my eyes were drawn to it. I couldn't get it out of my mind because it had my name on it, right? How often does that happen? It felt like truly that message was specifically for me. And because also it had some biblical, you know, aspect, even though it didn't mention God, I couldn't really help but thinking that it was a personal nudge from God saying, hey, I am here. I see you and I care about you. It was really a wake-up call. Suddenly, the stress melted away, and I felt a sense of calm and grounding because God Almighty, who is in heaven, was right here with me right then. And that experience changed everything. I realized that even in the midst of the daily grind, God is speaking to me. He is never far from you and me. We just need to be open to seeing it. So I wanted to share this because now, whenever I feel stressed and going through the motions, I practice this. I take a moment to look around and intentionally see where God might be showing up in my day, specifically for me. It can be anything. Could be a beautiful sunrise that moves you, or a kind word from a stranger, or even a random open house sign. So I was once driving through my neighborhood on a Saturday. Of course, on a Saturday, there's a lot of open houses and I kept seeing these signs. But then because I was intentionally willing and wanting to see God in all things, it reminded me of a scripture of Revelation 3:20 that says, "Here I am, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person and they with me." God says he's knocking at the door, waiting to come in. Am I hearing the knock? Am I opening the door? Are you? And then later on, talking about that scripture, I looked it up and I saw that the next verse, verse 21, said, "To the one who is victorious, I will give the right to sit with me on my throne, just as I was victorious and sat down with my Father on this throne." So to the one who is victorious, I am victorious when I open the door. God calls me conqueror, victorious, when I let Jesus in. It's so grounding and a confidence boost. It's just what I needed. So God is here, but we may miss him. We have to be intentional. And it is so simple, yet so powerful. And it is available anytime. You need to try this. Psalm 119 verse 18 says, "Open my eyes." And Jeremiah 23 verses 23 and 24 say, "I am a God who is everywhere and not in one place only. No one can hide where I cannot see them." So I have an invitation for you. I really want you to try this because it's so life-changing. So friends, what about you? Have you ever felt disconnected from God, even when you were busy doing things you thought he would want you to do? Right? You need to care for your family. You have bills to pay. You have to be responsible. You have to do all these things. But yet you feel disconnected. I'm sure you have. I'm sure you can understand that. This week, I really challenge you to take a moment each day to look around and see where God might be speaking to you. Stop the critical, analytical mind. Don't overthink it. Just absorb. Absorb what you see. And later that day, I just challenge you to write it down. Everything you saw, everything you can remember. Pray about it and see how it connects to scripture. I promise this will encourage your soul. You might be surprised how much God is already there, waiting to be found, even in the midst of your everyday hustle. So let me know in the comments what beautiful personal messages from God you have noticed lately. Bye for now. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I'd love to hear from you, so please leave a review below or on Apple Podcast. If you found today's message encouraging, please consider sharing it with someone who might benefit. Your support helps us also reach more listeners. Thank you. Bye for now.